when we started, I don't think we knew exactly what we wanted to do. We were open for lunch. We had food. We had bands occasionally. We did have bands on our first night, but then not every day of the week would we have bands. We did different things. But then Matt's vision was sort of, he loved punk rock scene, and he was very much into music. So he was the one that really sort of pushed us towards like the national bands and bringing that stuff in. Then it sort of just evolved into a music club, basically. You know, we slowly learned that the food thing was not our thing, although we did for many years have wing nights. Still, but we started predominantly concentrating on music. Matt left maybe 2 years into it. Sean left, I want to say, 5 years into it. It's really been just me for the past 15, 16 years. I started doing local stuff and then a little bit of national stuff, and then sort of as other people died out, like Larry Collins was booking Peabody's Down Under, and when he sort of stopped, he had done some shows at the Grog, so I introduced me to certain agents and went from there. When the Euclid Tavern sort of fizzled, we sort of picked up the slack. It just happens. It was very organic, not at all contrived. Nobody knew what the hell they were doing. It just sort of happened.